love in the Lord. Christ is in our midst. This gospel reading today, where Jesus is speaking to the disciples and to the people, is the only time in all of the gospels where what we humans do is compared to what God does. For if we take the last lines Jesus says in this passage we read, "For your Father is kind to the selfish and the ungrateful." And he says, if we live like that, then we are children of the Most High. Jesus is saying that to live this way is to live as God lives, not to live as we live in our fallenness. For Jesus begins by telling us that if we lend to someone from whom we expect repayment, that's nothing special. Everyone does that. And he says, not only expecting repayment, but also doing good. Doing good to those who do not do good to us. Because again, that is something that we humans do. We, in our fallenness, would rather do evil to the person who does evil to us. We would rather expect repayment when we lend. For if we only do good to those who do good to us, that's good manners. To expect repayment when we lend, and maybe a little interest, that's the way of this world. And Jesus tells us, that is not how it is to be for you. That if we truly follow him, if we truly seek the kingdom, if we truly live in the Spirit and seek the Father, then we will live as God lives. And the fact of the matter is we, in our humanity, are incapable on our own of doing these things. We are incapable of doing something without expecting some reward, some payment, some credit or chip that's due to us, a favor that's due to us when we do a favor. It's not possible for us. But Jesus tells us elsewhere, what is impossible for us is possible with God. And we know from our baptism and reading the scriptures and the lives of the saints that in baptism it is Christ who lives in us, the Holy Spirit who tabernacles in us. We will come to communion, many of us today. God will come inside of us. So when Jesus tells us to love our enemies, it's not with our love, but with God's love. Him in us. But how is it possible? When we live with our hearts clenched, seeking our own selfish ends, seeking after only what we want, who we want, and how we want them and those things, then there's little room for God's love to shine out of us. But through the ascetic practices of the church, We fast on Wednesdays and Fridays. We have four fasting seasons in the year. We cross ourselves with the sign of the cross. We bow. We make prostrations. All of these ascetic tools are to loosen the chamber of our heart, to loosen us. By us doing these things to our body, we affect our spirit. We, in essence, make our body work so that our spirit can become limber, can open up, so that Christ in us can move, can live, can work in us. This is what it means when St. Paul says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." That he has surrendered himself so much, loosened the chamber of his heart for God to work in him, that even Paul is able to pray for the people who are trying to kill him, rather than cursing them. He offers up a prayer. And for the Jews who were trying to put him to death, he could say, "I would rather be anathema. I would rather be cursed and separated from Christ than these people not be saved." That's God at work in Paul. That's God at work in all of the saints. And that's how we're to be. That we live and think and move so that it is God's love that shines in us, so that we can love our enemy. Pray for the person who hurts us, who continues to try to harm us. Pray for them. Do good and don't expect a reward. Don't even expect a thank you. Because this is how God is. This is his life. He is constantly loving the selfish, the ungrateful, the ones who do not say thank you. And that is to say, beloved, us. He is constantly loving us when we are not kind, when we forget his blessings, when we don't turn to him in prayer. He is still loving us. This is God's life. And it always will be God's life, because it is who he is. We are called to enter into his life, to have his life in us, to live in him, so that when we ask mercy for ourselves from him, when we ask him, "Lord, forgive me my sin," we are just as quick to ask mercy for those who harm us, and just as quick to forgive those who injure us. With God living in us, we too can become his friends, his holy ones, and becoming alive in him, Christ alive in us, we will draw many others to him, not by us, but by his light that we allow to shine forth in us.